Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the date was something like March 28, 1986. It was a Saturday morning at Sherwood High School. And yet, these five young people were there, all students of the high school. And they were there for all-day detention. Now, I don't know what they each had done to deserve this detention. The movie came out a long time ago, and I watched it a long time ago. So I don't remember the details. But at the beginning of the movie, a voiceover explained who these five people were. One was an athlete. One was a brain. One, and this is the words of the movie, a basket case. I like to say someone who marched to the beat of their own drummer, but the movie called them a basket case. The other was a princess, and the other was a criminal. These five people were put in this room together to spend the whole day together. None of them had anything in common with the others. They never would have associated with each other without being thrown into this classroom together. They would have been avoiding each other at all costs. Does any of you know the movie that I'm describing? The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club, yes. As I said, it's been a long time since I've seen it. But they were stuck together. Five people, no common interests. Never would they be friends. Never would they associate with one another. Now, we labeled each one of them. We gave them a distinctive label. And we are prone to do that to people ourselves. Oh, that guy, he's just a jock. Oh, that criminal. Oh, man, what a basket case. Oh, she thinks she's such a princess. Mr. Brainiac over there. We all can do stuff like that to people. Put them in a box by themselves. Well, now, one morning, this gentleman was on his way to a town called Damascus. And this gentleman's name was Saul. And if you would have described Saul, you would have said, oh, he's a Jew. He's a Pharisee. He's a bright kid, top of his class at Gamaliel's school on the law. He's zealous to persecute those who follow the way, who are Christians. Not very good. Well, he would have been all those. He was. And he was, some of them, he always will be. He would always be Jewish. But the other parts, he had a transformation on them. How about you? Where are you? What box are you in? How would you describe yourselves? How would you describe those who you get along with the best, your best friends? Are they people that you have a lot in common with? You enjoy the same things? I met somebody one day, and it was time for the playoffs. And the Cardinals were supposed to play the Padres that day in the playoffs. And this person said to me, well, you're in Missouri now. You can't be rooting for them California teams. That person thought I should be rooting for the same team that this person thought I should be rooting for. Isn't that right? Sally, the day of our first date, was telling me what baseball team to root for. Yeah. The game got rained out that day. It was in San Diego and got rained out. We were going to watch it. But we tend to do that. And even us Christians will tend to go, you don't believe in Jesus? Stay over there. You're at a Christian college, and you don't believe in Jesus, and you're from Japan. Go back to Japan where you belong. What are you doing here in Nebraska at a Lutheran college? That actually happened. Are your co-workers? You liked that movie? Oh, how could you like that movie? Are your friends at school? No matter where you're at, we tend to put ourselves in boxes. We tend to label ourselves who we were. We never would have been, if we were one of those five, we never would have been put in that room with those other four. Imagine how horrible of a day it would be to be in a room with people you do not know or you would not want to associate with all day long. In the day, in Paul's time, what happened to, or Saul's time, what happened to him? What made him change? One word. It's the Sunday school answer. What? Jesus. Jesus happened to him and changed him, changed his name to Paul rather than Saul. And Paul now, instead of being a persecutor of Christians, he became a teacher, leading people to Christ, becoming what they were so he could reach them. If they were a Jew, he became a Jew in order to win Jews. If they were under the law, as he had been as a Pharisee, he became as one under the law to win those who were under the law. To those outside the law, the Gentiles, he became as one outside the law. To the weak, he became weak. To the strong, he became strong. He has become all things to all people. For what reason? For the sake of the gospel. For the sake of telling everyone about Jesus Christ and what he has done with them. For them. Tell them of the love of Christ. Paul, the former persecutor, became he who was now bringing people to Christ. No matter where they were, no matter what their personal feelings were, no matter their jobs, their race, no matter any of that, no matter if they rooted for the wrong team in the Roman games, he still liked them and taught them. So what happened to these five? Did they just stand in each corner and just ignore each other all day? No. They started talking to one another. Now, I'm not going to say it was a smooth day for all five of them. There were disagreements, there was fights, there was arguments. But there was coming together. It was like, you know what? You're not that bad of a person after all. Yeah. So they were each supposed to write a 1,000-word essay. Wow, that's a lot of writing. And they were supposed to have it done by the end of the day of what they had learned that day. And the brain wrote the essay, and they all signed off on it. They found out that you could actually get all together and be friends with people who are, quote unquote, different than you. And to show us where we can learn from this, we could get along with and be friends with people who are different than us. And we could reach out to all people in any situation they're in to tell them about Jesus Christ, to bring the gospel to them, to let them know Jesus loves them. And he went to the cross and died for them, for their sins. And yes, their sins can be forgiven. Just don't back off and say, well, that person's not like me. I'm not going to talk to them. Now, these five people, what happened on Monday? Did they associate with each other? Did they talk with one another? Or did they put each other back in their boxes? The movie doesn't say. But I would like to think that they found out that it was okay to be different. And for us, it's okay to be different. God didn't create a bunch of robots. He created a bunch of different individuals, each to be their own person, to have their own likes and dislikes, and to get along with those. But he wants us to get along with everybody, even our enemies, so we can reach out to each person. Now, I don't know what I would have been like if I had been put in a room with five people that I had nothing in common with. I probably would have wanted to sit in a corner. But God has brought us all together, no matter where we are, with different backgrounds, because he loves us. He wants us to love one another. And he wants our love to pour, his love to pour through us to others. Pour from him to us through others. It's like in communion. Body and blood pours to us and joins together those who are in communion with. So brothers and sisters, don't just put people in their box. Reach out to them. Find out. Get to know them. Love them. Tell them about Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.